Paul Joyce joins us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to talk to you on this beautiful winter's day as we get set for In Vienna to resume, Sean. A bit of excitement there in the hot seat.
Mate, I'll be walking the box and wind-sucking for half an hour before the race. Don't worry about that. I love it. And Brad Davidson joining us as well. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Cozzy. Morning, Joycey. In Vienna trialled well, Cozzy, so a bit of a chance there. But I guess the news this morning, Cozzy, is poor Brenton Abdullah has lost his first three rides here today through scratchings at Canterbury. Of course, he's half a win behind Hugh Bowman in the premiership race with two meetings to go. And he just can't take a trick, poor Brenton. The first two are out, and then Mariquita was the late scratching. So he hasn't got a ride in the first three races, unfortunately.
Bad luck for him. And welcome back from his world tour. I think the posters, CDs, and the whole lot will be out shortly. Glenn Munsey. Morning, Munz.
Buongiorno, Sean. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back.
Goodness gracious me. No idea. Where did you go?
Where didn't I go, Sean? I don't think I left a part of Italy out. Then ducked across to Nice, Barcelona, Gibraltar, Cartagena, Malaga, and then back to Rome.
Goodness gracious me. You've been everywhere. Like the Leylands, you've been everywhere.
Yeah. It was very, very good, Sean. And I need about probably 6 to 8 weeks in the paddock on water-only diet, but I'll get through it.
We'll whack you in a yard with rails and dirt, and that'll be it for the next month for you, I think.
Well, that's all I can afford anyway. So, yeah.
All right. Now, the first today over 1,200 put out 3 Smart Edge, 4 Christensen, number 5 for Beanie, and 10 Sasso Cabarro.
Yeah, and the first here, Brave Song, the $2.60 favourite, Puppet Master at $3.60. We go to Smart Edge out. The deduction there, 22 cents a win and nothing the place. Christensen out. No deduction. Fabini out, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Sparky Ladd at 370. Supersphere at 26. Campaign, a $14 chance. Momentum to win at $14. Sasso Corbaro out this morning, 18 cents a win, nothing the place. It's going around at Newcastle tomorrow. And Tony's Reward is a $9.50 chance. Now, there wasn't a massive amount of activity on this race here. If you are looking at some of the fluctuations this morning, I can tell you they are incorrect. I'm looking at, for example, Puppet Master saying $5.50 into $3.60. Well, that's wrong. It actually opened $3.50 this morning. First price is back. And the other one, there was the major difference there. I think it is, Momentum to Win, it's saying 23 into 14. It actually opened 14. The biggest firm actually this morning is the bottom one here. Tony's Reward, who went up $14, is now into a $9.50 chance. But I can't say they're building down the doors to bet in the first.
Yeah, welcome back, Buns. And look, it's a bit of a tricky one to map this first race. We don't have much information to go on. I think a few that went back on debut will be ridden a lot closer here today in the small field. I do think Tony's Reward will go forward, and I think the first starter, Supersphere, showed a bit of pace in the trial, Brad. But apart from that, they could settle pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky to map, isn't it, the first race. But look, I'm with the Toppy Brave Song. I wonder if they do try to ride him a little bit more aggressively today. He was really good on debut at Canterbury behind Calculated, who, of course, has come out and ran second in the Saturday City race since. And you could make a case to say he probably should have won that race that day if he didn't get a bump halfway down the straight. He just got put off his stride and attacked the line well. He clocked 11.70, the second quickest last 200 metres of the entire day. And if he gets any luck from that gate, I think a cult second up, he's going to improve and be hard to beat. Two Puppet Master, I thought the danger. He was really good at Gosford on debut. His trials were outstanding before that. And he was just a little bit tardy away, and then he ran on really well, finished second at Regiment, who I think's got a fair bit of ability. 6 Sparky Ladd, I thought he was a little bit disappointing on debut at Warwick Farm, but he was on the worst part of the track that day. And he did start in the market. He drifted out to $11, but there was a little bit of early support for him, so he can improve. And 9 Momentum to Win, I thought his first up run at Warwick Farm was outstanding. And then he went to Rose Hill, 1350, behind Galloy, and they just walked. It was just a complete forgive run. He does come back to the 1200 here. That's quite concerned, but he draws a gate and he might be able to run on to the placing. So 1, 2, 6, and 9 for me. I'm with the Toppy Brave Song. Joycey, you agree?
Yeah, I do, Brad. 1, 2, 11, and 6. I think you've got to go with Brave Song, don't you, on that form? Just edged out by Calculated. Calculated came to town in a Saturday race and ran a very good second, and they gapped the third horses there. And you think that form going into the three-year-old year will be very strong form. As you said, he's a colt. He should improve. He had mapped fairly poorly in the original lineup of the field from that gate, but now in the small field with Hughie Bowman aboard, he could end up in a perfect trailing position. I'll go with the one Brave Song to beat the two Puppet Master. Now, here's a colt who definitely could sell a lot closer here. He was heavily supported on Baybua Gosford, just got back, ran on. So no surprise if he puts himself in the race today, Puppet Master. The 11 Tony's Reward, well, he will be in the right spot. That was a brave effort at Wyong. He was 10 out of $41, but he was never closer than three deep. Stuck on Gainley there to only go down a bit over a length. And number six, the other one for me, Sparky Lad. He'd been trialling quite well, I thought, before his debut. And as Brad said, he was a bit disappointing, but although in the worst ground. So we'll give him another chance today. But I'll be backing Brave Song, Huey Bowman, to come out of the gates running. 1, 2, 11 and 6.
All right, now we go to the next event, race 2, point out 3, Calvina, 4, Launch Code, number 6, Gorsbridge, 8, Venturo, 9, Missile Coda, 10, I'm Imogen, and 11, Pandaya.
Yeah, and if you've been following this market since Monday when it went up, throw it straight in the rubbish bin because it bears no resemblance whatsoever to not only the one on Monday, but the one last night as well. We've got Ebonos now as a $3.60 chance, Phuket at $5. Then go down. Well, Calvina out this morning, 9 cents to win nothing the place. Launch Code out yesterday, 19 cents and nothing the place. Nick Tock is a $2.50 favourite. Gorsbridge out yesterday, 23 cents to win nothing the place. Rebel Miss is a $5 chance. Vinciro, it'll run at Newcastle tomorrow, out yesterday, 3 cents to win and nothing the place. Missile Coda will run later today. I'm Imogen out this morning, 13 cents to win and nothing the place. Pandaya out this morning, 8 cents to win and nothing the place. We've got Road to Sundown is an $11 chance. And Pell, he's in the news this morning, at $21. Interesting here by I Am Invincible, which he thinks he is. Nick Tock, the clear favourite here, $2.50. Did go up $3.20 first thing this morning. Easily the best supported runner. Not a lot of interest in any other runners.
Yeah, should be a bit of speed here, Munns and Brad. And Nick Tock, the speedy galloped across from a wide gate, Huey Bowman aboard. Rebel Miss, she'll make him do a bit of work. And the two down the bottom there, run to Road to Sundown and Pell, well, I think they'll both be kicking up as well. So four on-pace runners in a relatively small field, Brad. Now, that should bring most runners into contention.
Yeah, it should be OK. I was a little bit against Nick Tock at the start for the simple reason that I thought Imogen would be able to kick up and sort of post it 3D. But with that horse scratched, it probably gets across OK now. But look, having said all that, I'm going to stick with my original on-top selection, one Ebonos. I just think he's the class runner in the race. You go back, you look at his two first-up runs. First up, last preparation, he clocked 11 seconds flat, clearly the quickest last 200 of the entire day at Warwick Farm when scoring comfortably. And his only other run fresh, he sat 3D no cover at Warwick Farm and ran second. So his fresh runs are really good. His trials have been okay. And you look at his form last preparation, he's got a second behind Eusebio. He's got form around Tactical Advantage, horses like that. I think he's the class runner, but just a little bit concerned now with the map, with the smaller field, Nick Tock might get the favours in front. And five Nick Tock to the clear danger for mine. He's got to take that sort of highway Wellington form now to midweek city grade. That's a little concern, but I think the map works out well for him now. He's won the four from five. He was really good at Wellington the other day, and by all reports, talking to the trainer, he suggested that he did back off him before that Wellington race, so he had plenty of improvement into this race today. Phuket, I thought the win at Hawkesbury last time was really good. You know, 1100 is okay for him. He just doesn't see out the 1200, so I think he gets his chance at that distance range today. And number 12, Road to Sundown next to this. Had no luck two back and then just run off a cleat in that really quick run race that Gosford last time. So 1, 5, 2 and 12 for me. I'm going with Ebonos, but wouldn't be surprised to see Nick Tock win. Joycey?
Yeah, look, I'm backing Phuket here. I've gone 2, 1, 5 and 7. I like the $5 in a race where I've really only got those three chances. And I just think he's flying this horse. That last start win at Hawkesbury, he absolutely stumped them with Corey Brown in the saddle. He's been a work in progress from day one, this horse, and all three career wins so far have been at Hawkesbury. But if he's ever going to transfer it into town, I think it'll be in today's race. He maps to trail this solid speed. He won't have much traffic around him, and I just think Corey Brown would have got off this horse last start thinking, wow, he's got upside. He did run sixth at Rose Hill last prep behind Pipeline, Bratislava, and Calander ran third in that race. Josh Parr jumped off that day and said, this is the best horse in the field. So he's got the ability there. I think he's finally putting it together. Now, the one Ebonos, massive danger, Brad's top pick, I agree. Absolute class runner of the field. His form last prep says that. And his first up win last campaign was terrific. It was at Warwick Farm and he really savaged the line. So 59.5 kilos after the claim. He's well in here in a benchmark 72. Nick Tock, number 5. I just can't really dive into that Wellington form. 900 up to 1100. He's going to have to do some work under 58. I just think he's under the odds, but he'll give you a good sight. And Rebel Miss, she snuck in the fourth with the scratchings, but she's not the most reliable. I'm backing Phuket to win, 2, 1, 5, and 7.
Right, now we go to the next event, the third, and pull out number 5, Maraquita.
Yeah, once again, a vastly different market here. To put this into perspective, Maraquita went up $4.40 this morning and was into a $3.50 chance when it came out at 9:15. So we've got the market here now as Mandalong Kiss is a $16 chance. No interest at $3.90. Shahrazad, $3.50 and favourite. Hamoon Dream at 4. Maraquita, late scratching, 9:15 this morning. 25 cents a win and 18 cents a place a deduction there. Divergence, the Norton bit on, the lugging bit off, the earmuffs off and the tongue tie off is a $26 chance. Chiquita at 6. Summit Breath at 16. Love Las Vegas at 19. And Clista for Richard Litt with a winner yesterday. It's a $13 chance. Well, Maraquita was really the only horse there was any interest in whatsoever. That becomes now Shahrazad. Now, it was 6 into 4.80 yesterday in a full field, was into as short as 4.40 this morning. But seriously, it's a round of drinks in a good bar in Europe, but not a long session.
All right, Mundana, can get some of those beers, can hit 10 euros pretty quick, can't they, Mundana?
I bought one the other day, Paul, was 14.
Yeah, 14 euros for a beer. It'd want to be a good one. Mm. All right, speed-wise here, we've got a Clistra leading. We've got Summit Breath and Hamoom Dream pressing across from White Gate, which should give Chiquita a lovely run. And Shahrazad camped right off them, Brad.
Shahrazad for me, guys. Number 3, I thought the last start effort at Canterbury was really good, only beating a length and a half. She was wide that day and working the whole time. And to be only beating a length and a half, I thought was full of merit. Go back 2 back on the heavy 10. She just lost momentum at a critical stage when everything else was building into the race. So I think, you know, that, well, Canterbury last time she finished third here. Last time on a good track, she finished third in her time, who's, of course, a subsequent sort of group winner. So I think that's good form for this. She can get the lovely run just behind the speed with Hugh Bowman aboard, and I thought she was the way to go. 2, no interest. She's a really consistent mare. Last 2 runs at Warwick Farm have been good. Just 14 back to 12.50, the slight concern for me, but the good track definitely brings her into play. 4, Hamoon Bridge, won the 5 from 13 to 8. While most of the better chances in this race are going to probably get back to just off the speed, midfield or worse, she's going to be right on the speed, this filly, and she was only a length off a long time ago last time out. And for 4th, I've thrown in 10, Clistra. A front runner, as Joyce said, probably run him along here in front, has finished in the top 3 at 3 or 4 runs here, and with 50 kilos on his back, could give him some cheek in front, as it has done a few times in the past. So 3, 2, 4, and 10. I've got to be with Shahrazad. I know she hasn't won for more than a year, Joycey, but I just thought this set up well for her today.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brad. I think she's one of the best bets of the day, the way the race has unfolded now, and she maps beautifully. Hughie Bowman, I think it'll give him his second winner of the day. Oh, you've covered it all, Brad. The run that I went back to was that run 5 starts ago at Canterbury over the 1,200, where she finished 3rd behind In Her Time and Raymond. They've both gone on to do much better things, those 2 horses. Shahrazad hasn't, and she did have excuses on that occasion. But when you have a look through a poor run since, a few things have gone wrong. She struck some unsuitable tracks. Today's the day she can stand up. If she's going to go on and do anything, she'll need to win today. Number 7, Chiquita. I think she'll get a lovely run, just 3rd the fence. She's consistent. She tries hard. I think she's right in the mix for your Quinellas and Trifectas. The 10, Clistra. I'm with Brad there. I think she'll give a great side out in front with only 50 kilos. She loves this tight Canterbury track. And number 2, no interest. I don't think she'll get the race run perfectly to suit, but in saying that, she's a mare that can overcome that. And she's another one that's racing in really consistent form. But I'll be backing Shahrazad straight out. 3, 7, 10, and 2 in the third.
All right, now the 4th, tab.com.au handicap, we've got a full field.
Yeah, and just back to that second race, another 2,000 on Nick-Tok there, so it's 250 into 230. So, Paul, if you didn't think it was flash odds at the 250, you're not going to think it's all that exciting at $2.30 now. But race 4 here, which is the tab.com.au, Spy Dakota's an $18 chance. I'm a Nui at $2.70 equal favourite. Special Missile, $2.70 equal favourite. Miami Dade at 23, Quick Defence at 6, Sir Barb at 21, Plaisir at 10, Nocio as a $14 chance, Wings for Tash Burley there a $17 chance, and Ralston is a $41 chance. Well, last night it was pretty much even Stevens here, I'm a Nui and Special Missile. They went up 350 and 460 respectively. Last night they're into 250 and 390. This morning, they opened 280 I'm a Nui and 290 Special Missile. I'm a Newey in a roll, 280 to 270. Special Missile, 290 to 270. You can't find a third pick. But this morning, all of the money is for I'm a Newey. Now with three times the amount of money invested on it than Special Missile.
Yeah, interesting to see how the race profiles, Mum, because I'm a Newey is generally a backmarker as Special Missile races on pace. Doesn't look a lot of pressure on paper. Miami-Dade and Special Missile settle 1-2. Place here settles third. The Fence, Spider Coda not far off. And it really depends on what happens with the likes of the Wings and Ralston down the bottom. If they make a nuisance of themselves on pace, I think it'll suit him and Newey. But if they take a sit and settle midfield, I think Special Missile will get the favours up front.
Yeah, that's the concern, Joyce, you know, for I'm a Newey, just that maybe lack of tempo on paper because he does get back, as you mentioned. But look, I've got to go with him. His first up run at Warwick Farm was simply outstanding. He clocked 22.48, quickest last 400 metre split of the entire day at Warwick Farm. And it was a monster effort. If he draws a gate, he probably wins the race quite comfortably for mine. So, look, last preparation, he took a run to get going, and then his second up run, he improved sharply. So if he makes that sort of same progression, I suggest he's come back a better horse this time. You know, just looking him in the yard the other day, he is a big, big horse. So I think he'll take plenty of benefit from that run. The extra trip is no concern at all. And it's just that little lack of tempo is the only concern. But I think he's the best horse in the race. Three Special Missile, the danger on his past two at Warwick Farm and Hawkesbury in good fashion. He won by three lengths last time out. Letter to Juliet, the horse he's beat, I think he's pretty limited. So that's a little knock there. But going to get on-pace favours. And I think if I'm a Newey's not winning, it's definitely the one. Five Quick Defence for third. It's been in the top four at all four runs this campaign. Hit the line well at Canterbury, went second there over the 1550 last start. And seven Place Sir, I put in for fourth. Did run second to Staying Two Back and then started $1.90 the other day at Newcastle. Could only manage third, but the run suggested to me he's probably looking for this 1550. So 2, 3, 5, and 7. I'm with I'm a Newey, taken by his first up run, Joycey.
Yeah, I'm going the other way, 3, 2, 7, and 8. But I agree, the top two here are the only two I'll be taking in the first leg of the quaddie. Special Missile on top for me. I just think he gets the better run. He's up on speed, makes his own luck. I don't think there'll be much pressure, and that should suit him. His last start win at Hawkesbury, he did win by three lengths and basically was eased down late. It was a very impressive win for a lightly raced horse. He seems to be putting it all together now, and Brendan Abdullah gives him an opportunity to peel one back. Number three, Special Missile to beat the two. I'm a Newey, slashing first up run, as Brad said. He went straight into the black book. Just the value factor in that he will be giving Special Missile such a big start. The only reasons I've put him in for second today. Big gap to third. Number seven Place here. Gets a lovely run. A lightly raced horse. Hasn't done anything wrong. And number eight Noshio for me. Just going in on the different form line factor coming up from Victoria where he's been racing in some decent races down there. Hasn't been winning them. But should get a lovely smother off a soft draw. And Team Hawks and Tommy Berry always to be respected. Three on top from 2, 7, and 8.
Now, race 5, scratch 4 timing, 12 Road to Sundown and 14 Brockton Punch.
Yeah, back to that previous race, 280 each of two. Now, boys, I'm a Newey and Special Missile, and No Show's got a trim in there. Now a $9.50 chance. So interesting to hear Paul throwing No Show in his numbers there. But 280 each of two. Now, the two favourites in race 4. The fifth, which is the Bowman's Office Furniture. Good morning to Brian Rudder and all the boys there at Bowman's Office Furniture. Adjective for Scotty Singleton is a $14 chance. In Vienna for Leviathan owner Sean Cosgrove and the like, including Ash and the family there, is a $4.80 third favourite. We've got Missile Coda is a $4.60 chance. Timing is out. The deduction, 8 cents, a winner, nothing the place. Tip Top at 7. We've got Alaskan Wolf at 12. Manhattan Schick at 19. Volante at 19. Aaron Zarr is a $13 chance. Somebody, $3.90 favourite for the Ryan family there. And just check it. This was $8 last night. It's now, and went up $6 this morning. It's now $3.90 favourite. Echelera is a $19 chance. Road to Sunday and out, no deduction. Warmer at 21. Brookton Punch out 4 cents the win and nothing the place. Most popular runner with us overall is Missile Coda here in front of in Vienna. Missile Coda 460 unchanged today. In Vienna 480 unchanged. But Somebody has been 6 into 380 today. Is the most popular runner today, but still sits third pick overall.
Yeah, well, Somebody the leader, Munns from Barrier 1. She's been ripping along in the bush, going very quickly in front. So I expect her to lead. Adjective goes forward. There's a bit of pressure through Alaskan Wolf. and drawn wide, Missile Coda, and also out there would it be XLR. So they could really rip along here, in Vienna drawn out. Sean may be able to give us a guide there, but I'm tipping Huey Bowman will settle her in behind this fast tempo.
Looks to be good tempo, as you said, Joycey, and Deanne Pannier on XLR means that she'll probably want the front as well. So might be a bit of a battle between somebody and XLR for the front there, but there's quite a few others to keep it honest. And I'm hoping for that quick tempo because I'm going to tip one at big odds here in 7, Manhattan Chic. I just think she's worth a gamble here at around the $19 mark. She's not a first-up horse, and they ran her off her feet behind Goldfinch when she ran fourth at Gosford. But look, she hit the line okay. She was beaten 7 lengths, but she's had 4 starts first up for 0-0-0. So second up, she has won in the past. I'm just taking a line through her runs last preparation. She beat home Validate at Beaumont Newcastle track. Now, Validate was seen come out this preparation, be beaten 2 lengths in a Saturday City race. So that's pretty good form. Next start was beaten 2 lengths at the Beaumont track again, but tempo cost it that day. And then its last start to round out the preparations only start at Canterbury over the 1,100. He ran fourth to In Her Time and Bonnie O'Reilly, who are both subsequent stakes winners and ran on really well that day. So look, she gets back here, that's the query, but she's Mitchell Bell's only ride for the day, another little tick for me. And I just thought at the $19 she could run us the cheeky race at odds. 3 Missile Coda, the danger. She returned off about a 15-month break with a good win at Wyong first up. She got all the favours that day, but she can definitely improve off that. 2 In Vienna, Cosy's horse. Look, he's with Chris Lees now, of course, former Greg Bennett trained mare. And look, she was really good last preparation. Her recent trial was outstanding as well. Just the gate there, a little worry, but the Hugh Bowman, a big positive. And 10, somebody next best. Not surprised to see that money. This horse has been going really well at Dubbo or Wellington, winning by big spaces the last two. And if she doesn't get caught in a speed battle, I think she can be right around the mark. So 7-3, 10-2. Just Manhattan Chic at odds for me here, Joycey.
Yeah, we'll throw $10 each in, Brad, and box up the first four because they're the same numbers as me. I've gone 2, 3, 7, and 10. I'm going with the strength of Cosgrove in Vienna. He's one of the luckiest owners you'll ever meet. And I think this mare today, the good track's obviously the key. She's had 3 runs on soft, 2 on heavy, never been placed. She resumes on top of the ground today in her first up stat. 6 attempts for 3 wins and 2 seconds. So she fires up fresh. I loved her trial at Wyong. She was on pace that day. But as I said, I think Huey Bowman will take the option to let them go today and just sit in behind and let her have the last shot at them. I think Chris Lee's got a very smart mare on his hands, and hopefully she can come out today and do the job for Cosy and the team, and myself, of course. 3, Missile Coda. Got to be the danger. 2 starts, 2 sharp wins. Came off a long break to win at Wyong last start, so the stable must have an opinion of this filly to keep her going, and they'll be expecting better things with her. The 7, Manhattan Chic. I thought I might have found this one on my own, but Brad, to his credit, has found it on top. That 4th you looked at, Brad, at Canterbury behind In Her Time and Bonnie O'Reilly. I had a look at the replay last night. She almost fell at the 500. She got flattened into the rail, picked herself back up and rattled home to run 4th. So the run was even better than it looks on paper. So she's a definite knockout chance. And the 10 somebody, yes, she'll lead. She'll give you a great sight. She's in terrific form. But we are looking at Dubbo form, Wellington form, versus In Her Time form with Manhattan Chic. So I just think the market's got it a bit skewy. 2, 3, 7, and 10 in the 5th.
Now, race 6, the Tab Handicap, 5, Dylan's Romance, 6, Another Lager, 12, Miss Tickles, and 16, Lady Marmalade out.
Yeah, Sean's one of the biggest owners I've ever met, I know that.
We're talking size, aren't we? Righto, Miss Piggy, just give us the touch, will you?
Righto, race 6 here, we've got start with Bastia is a $6.50 chance. Marmon is at $8. Sobrarian for Ross Humphrey-Baxter and his team of owners there is a $4.80 chance, and that price makes it favourite in a wide betting race. Tatush at 9. Dylan's Romance out this morning. 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Another Lager, yes please, out this morning. 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Chatelard is a $7 chance. Corridon is $11. Master Agar at $26. Morta Rakem at $12. Lucky Legend at $10. Miss Tickles is out no deduction. Trad Tree at $34. Artistic Beauty at $5. Packin is a $41 chance, and Lady Marmaletta is a scratching. Interest, I should say, is minimal here. Today, though, and overall, most popular runner is Marmon. Now, we've given as much as $13 first thing this morning. Second pick today is Artistic Beauty. It's $6.50 to $5 today. Third pick today is Morta Rakem. It's a drifter, $10 out to $12. Next pick today is Tatush. We've given as much as $11 about it. And there's some money for Lucky Legend that Nick Ashman tipped as one of his better bets of the day on Formline last night. So they're getting far and wide here, boys. Do we agree?
Yeah, well, first of all, the tempo, Mun, a bit of a speed's come out with some of the scratchings, but there's still enough left, I think, to make this a genuine 1900. We've got Bastia drawn wide, Sabrarian rolls forward, the Corridon's been on pace lately, Tratry likes to get along in front if it jumps with them, and even number nine, Master Agar, probably keeps them honest. So, Brad, I think it'll still be a truly run 1900 race six.
Yeah, I was just hoping Dylan's Romance and Another Lager would run to make it even stronger run 1900, but I do agree with you, Joycey, the backmarkers will get their chance, and look, I was quite keen on Two Marmon last night. They put up $21, the tab, and I know you're betting eight now, but I still think he's going to go very close to winning. His last two runs over the mile, he's had to go right back from wide barriers, and he's flashed home to run third on both occasions. Now, the last one of them was at Scone. Artistic Beauty beat him comfortably enough that day, but the good thing about Marmon, he's had two starts at Canterbury for a win and a second. He's a 1,900-metre winner, and he's won over the 2,200 as well. So if they make it a bit of a strong 1,900, I don't think it's going to concern him at all. And to me, I think he's really looking for that 1,900 now, and I'm just hoping he can turn the tables on Artistic Beauty, who I think is a little bit of a risk at the distance. So I still think $8 is a good price. He can settle closer from the gate, and I thought he'd go very close to winning. Eight, Corridon in for second. Can't knock this three-year-old from the Quick Roller Yard. He got on pace favours the other day, but he still caught the quickest last 200 of the race to win well. He spread to get further, so I think the 1900's no issues at all. 14, Artistic Beauty, as I said, she was a good winner over the mile that's going last time. Her two runs past the mile, though, she hasn't finished it off, so that's my little concern with her today, but she's racing in great fashion. And number four, Tatush. I think it was a forgive it, Gosford, last time. He was on the two-day back up there, back from a float trip from Grafton, and just raced flat. But the run at Grafton was a lot better than it looked in the South Grafton Cup. So 2, 8, 14 and 4. I'm on Marm and Joycey at the big odds, and hopefully you run well.
Yeah, I have it runs well too, Brad, because I'm on at the big odds also. I've gone 2, 14, 7 and 15. Pretty much covered everything, Brad, with Marmon. Loved the fact that I looked both his replays at the 1900 Canterbury. They were both terrific runs. So he's been here, done that. He's fourth up into this run. I thought his run at Scone was enormous last start when he was never on the track from Barrier 11. He was on the extreme outside turning for home, as Artistic Beauty had pinched a couple of lengths slicing through the field. But he kept grinding. He gets a slight turnaround at the weights on Artistic Beauty. And the point you made to Beauty, that he's really looking for the 1900, whereas Artistic Beauty, it's a bit of a stretch for her. So I'm in Marmon's corner. God give it strength. It took some of that $21, Brad. 14, Artistic Beauty, I do think she's the danger. She's in terrific form. And her couple of times she's been stretched beyond this trip, she has had some excuses. So I'm not saying she won't run the 1900 yet. The 7, Chatelard, one start for one win at Kembla. Chris Waller, Hugh Bowman combined, was sent out at $21 that day. But you wouldn't know watching the replay. He was virtually never going to lose that race at any stage. Very strong through the line. And if you want one at massive odds for your Quinellas and trifectas, throw in the 15, Packen. He's a horse who just does not go on soft and heavy tracks, which is what he's been copping of late. Get back on top of the ground today. And I think the last time he ran on a good track, it was at Newcastle 5 starts ago. And he was certainly beaten in a race which has produced a stack of winners. 2, 14, 7 and 15 for me in the 6.
Right, the final event, race 7, full field.
And boys, you'll be happy that the boys are listening in the office there, because Marmon is now an $8.50 chance after being 8 when you both tipped it on top. In the last now, the Schweppes handicap here, we've got Exoteric with a barrier blanket on, a tongue tie on and earmuffs on, is a $41 chance. Manor at $4.40, that price makes it favourite, I think you'll find. Then we go to Exitozo at 12, Static Lift with the cross noseband on and the blinkers off is an $8 chance. Viceroy at $7, Braces at $34, Damn Ready at $5, we've got Mapmaker at $11, Onslaught at $7, I Am Impressed at $19, then we go to Huswick at $61, Radical Impact $34, Eminent Duke is an $18 chance, Excited Prince at $26, Ready Set Sing at $34. Not massive activity in the last year, but just interesting, Paul, where have you got Damn Ready in the run here?
Yeah, well, look, Damn Ready the other day couldn't keep up at Rose Hill, the Munns, and going back to her form before that, she has been midfield, sometimes handy. She's a bit all over the shop. I basically whacked the 7th one off the fence, if you need to be precise, but Any reason for the question, Mark?
No, well, David Hayes was interviewed by Andrew probably about 45 minutes ago, and he said they tried something different with Dam Ready at Rose Hill the other day from that wide alley to go back. He said it'll be going forward today.
All right, well, there you go. Yeah, seventh one off the fence could be about where it ends up. Look, they get a long run into that first turn here at Canterbury from the 12.50. Viceroy, I think they'll press forward and maybe even try and lead today from that outside gate. Braces comes across with him. Mana kicks up from the inside gate to get a lovely run. And Radical Impact, he can often get in the mix. And, well, we'll put a question mark on Dam Ready as well, Brad. But I'm not expecting a stack of pressure, so maybe that outside gate for Viceroy isn't as bad as it looks.
Yeah, I think he gets across okay, Joycey. I've got him the danger. But I just think two manners, the safe way to play this last race. As you said, he's going to get that lovely run just behind the speed. And his last three runs have all been outstanding. He won at Canterbury three back. He ran third there to Torpenhow two back. And then at Rose Hill last start, I was a little question whether he might just have been a soft track horse. But he come out on the good four at Rose Hill in a Saturday City race. And he looked to have the race shot to bits just around the turn. And it was only late that picked me up. Got over the top of him. So I think the good track, no issue today after seeing that. Just going to get, as we said, just going to get that lovely run. He's got a good record at this track, and I think he's the way to play this race. Five Viceroy, as we both agreed, we think we'll get across here. But all the favours when winning at Canterbury last time on the heavy track. But I think he's going to map okay despite that wide gate, and he's got to be in the mix. Four Static Lift, I thought the recent trials had been okay. Form last preparation was similar. The first up run last time in, beaten 3.5 behind Bonnie O'Reilly, and was wide on that day. So Matt's well here. Should get every chance. And three Expertosa I've thrown in for four. It has sort of that country form last preparation, but did bring it to the city with a good second at Warwick Farm. And I did like the recent trial out in the country. I thought it was quite good. So I thought it could be in the mix. And probably the other one missed there was Dam Ready. A few good judges sort of finding it as well. But 2, 5, 4, and 3. Mana for me, the safe way in the last. So she...
Yeah, no, I'm keen on the three here. Exitoso, 3, 5, 2, and 8. I love that last trial at Scone. He was ridden quietly, attacked the line. So I went back through his form last prep, and I couldn't really fault it. His last five starts, he never finished outside the top two. The day he came to town was at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. He was unlucky that day, arguably should have won. And then he's got some really strong form lines at Scone Country Cup, where he really thumped them there. The Surf and Safari second, Star Reflection third. Well, Star Reflection's been competitive in town. I just think he's going terrific, this horse. He's just going to need a touch of luck. He'll get back in the field, back in the ruck. He's got a soft draw. And we've got the informed Rachel King aboard who can win on anything at the moment. So hopefully the gap's open and Exitoso can finish right over the top of them. The 5 Viceroy, he'll be hard to beat. He'll be up on speed, giving Hugh Bowman another great chance today. Number 2, Mana. Concede he gets the run of the race from that inside gate. He's consistent. He'll go well. And number 8, the best of the rest, Map Maker. I've got him as the massive query here. Very quiet trial, does go well first up, and has run well at Canterbury before. 3, 5, 2, and 8 to be closing off with a big win on Exitoso.
All right, now, Munns, what's been best back today?
Just looking through them, I'd say Imanui's probably the best supported runner on the whole program. Sean, interesting there that you know the way they're holding the market there. I think the boys may have a slight preference for the other one, as Paul does. In its race there. So Imanui, the best supported runner on the program so far today.
All right, good on you, Glenn. We'll see you later on today from Canterbury.
Yeah, 11.30, Sean, Sky Thoroughbred Central. We'll be kicking off in the studio here at French's Forest.
All righty, Brad, what's your best?
Well, I think my two players today, Cosy, will be race 5, number 7, Manhattan Cheek, and race 6, number 2, Marmon. I think they're both good odds and should run good race.
All righty, and Paul Joyce, your best today?
Yeah, my best race 4, number 3, Special Missile. I think he gets the perfect run here today on pace. And I am keen on Exitoso in the last of the $12, race 7, number 3. So race 4, number 3, race 7, number 3, Sean. And, of course, let's get in Vienna home as well.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day, Paul. Good on you, Brad. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.